He who learns must suffer. And even in our sleep, pain that cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart. And in our own despair against our will comes wisdom to us by the awful grace of God. I was reading a novel just a couple weeks ago, and this quote showed up before the novel started and then came up later in the story that was being told. Nesquilius is considered the father of Greek tragedy. And so this quote from Nesquilius actually comes from before the time of Christ. And this quote has kind of been haunting me ever since I read it. And so to your benefit or to your dismay, I'm going to spend all of Holy Week preaching on this quote. And so we'll start with "He who learns must suffer." Because what we heard in the introduction to our liturgy today was that we should follow in the footsteps of Christ, that we might be partakers of his cross so as to share in his resurrection. And "he who learns must suffer" brings to mind immediately kind of that hard to understand quote from the letter to the Hebrews when it says that Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. And it's this idea, this expression, that there is something to be gained out of the experience of what we live. Out of whatever brokenness and suffering that exists, there is something there that cannot be had in any other way. Right? Just think of if somebody goes on a trip and they come back and they show you the pictures of their trip and how excited they are about everything that went on and everything that they experienced, and you kindly smile and nod, but it doesn't mean anything to you because it's just pictures. You haven't experienced what they've experienced, and so even though you can gain something of what they experienced from their travels, you haven't experienced what they learned through that time away. Or I was thinking of how many great homilies I've heard in my life, and how few of them have actually taken any effect in the way that I go about my Christian life. Because it's not just about thinking about the faith. It's not just knowing about the faith. It's not just having seen things about the faith. It's not the idea of I am the fun aunt or uncle that gets to drop in and get my fun with my nieces and nephews and then go home. The faith is parenthood. It's total immersion. It's the complete experience of the life of Christ in everything that we live. But the idea is that it gets into our bones, that it's something that just completely consumes our whole reality. But we all struggle to let that be true. But that's the intention, that's the desire of the church this Holy Week, more than any other week of the Christian year. And we know that to be true based on just the liturgies, right? We started with the experience of the entrance into Jerusalem by literally getting out of the church and walking in. Yeah, it's not Jerusalem. And no, it's not Jesus walking in. But we're trying to imitate and mimic the experience of the Christian life so that it seeps into our life. Because it can't just be about our mind. It can't just be about our senses. It has to be something more profound than that, that is being offered to us, particularly during this Holy Week. And this kind of ends up being like marriage, like parenthood, like priesthood. Is you could read all the books that you want, you could hear everybody's experience of what marriage and parenthood is all like, but you don't know it until you step into it. You don't know what it's like to be married until you get married. You don't know what it's like to be a parent until you are a parent. And I've learned you don't know what it's like to be a priest until you are a priest. Well, you don't know what it's like to be a Christian until you are a Christian. It is the experience that consumes the entirety of our being that is being offered to us. Now, when it comes to "he who learns must suffer," and the experience of that that helps to make that sink into our very being. Sometimes people will think, well, you have to experience things because you have to face the consequence of them. Once you know the consequence, then you can choose what you want to do. That's not what we're talking about here. Because if you have to do it that way means that you have to experience every bad thing in order to reject the bad things. That's not he who learns must suffer. This is allowing something to break us in a way that it shapes us. What do I mean? It's like a piece of wood that has to be cut and sanded to fit its purpose. It's like bread, dough, that needs to be pounded and kneaded so it can properly rise. It's like wax that is melted and consumed so that the light can shine. It's like a student who allows himself or herself to be disciplined and tested so that their mind can be expanded. It's the farmer who tills and labors the land so that they can bring about fruit. And it's the Christian soul that suffers and dies so that it can rise to new life. This is the experience that we're being offered to partake of Christ's cross so we can share in his resurrection. It is a real breaking and suffering and reshaping, but not for the sake of facing the consequences of that, but so that something new can be formed out of it. But unless we go through what is broken and what is suffering, that new thing will never exist. Because it's not something that we can deduce. It's not something that we can learn intellectually. It's not something that we will experience through our senses. It's something that takes hold of the soul and is our whole being. And this is the invitation to Holy Week as we follow in his footsteps. I still remember the first time my dad asked us kids to share in the Good Friday fast of one meal and two small meals that don't equal one meal. And I remember coming home from the Good Friday service, and all that Dad offered us to eat was a small bowl of Mr. Noodle soup. And that was one of my first memories that church, being Christian, isn't just when I go to church. This is now going to shape the rest of my day because I'm going to be hungry. And my dad took the opportunity to try to teach us why being a little bit hungry was a good thing. I don't think we were very receptive at the time, but it stuck with me. How do we let this sink into our bones so that it's not just one thing that we do, but it's who we are? That's the invitation of the Christian life. Because what we need is we have to enter into it. It's something that we step into. Because as much as we listen about the faith, as much as we might have certain things about the faith, that's the faith that I was given when I grew up, if we do not enter it, we cannot experience it. And if we cannot experience it, we will not learn that life of Christ that we are invited to. And so what we pray for this week is that we receive the faith that is being offered to us so that we can step out into that unknown, that we receive the hope that is being offered to us so that we can endure while it doesn't feel good, and that we receive the love that is required so that in the midst of the suffering, we can be sustained and we can flourish even in the midst of what seems to be broken at the time.